I'm now going to read Reverend Helena Ralston's reflection for this week. Let the little children come to me, a familiar verse to many of us, uttered on the lips of Jesus as his disciples were ushering unruly children away. Jesus then goes on to say something unheard of and probably quite shocking to his listeners. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. There have been numerous debates concerning what it might mean to receive the kingdom of God as a little child, and for good reason, yet Jesus leaves us no room for negotiation in this statement. So what do these verses have to do with our readings for today? Let's think first about the boy David. He grows up to become a great king, and we are familiar with the stories of his fame and fortune in adult life. But what do we know of David as a boy? When I read through the David and Goliath story, I see the epitome of a young teenage boy who, being presented with what he sees as a problem, rather than assessing the situation as the adults have been doing, just goes in, all guns blazing, and without hesitation. Actually, his actions potentially put at risk the lives of all the Israelites, but that doesn't seem to concern him. He has killed wild animals before, so why should this be any different? Viewing this scenario from our own adult perspective, we may well consider for a whole number of reasons that David's logic was nonsensical, resulting in him acting stupidly, recklessly, and irresponsibly. But David doesn't see it like that at all. To our grown-up and worldly eyes, David's trust in God in this situation seems foolish and naive. We are expected to enter the kingdom of God as a child, as Jesus tells us. David's unconditional trust in God may indeed seem utterly foolish, but this is exactly what God is demanding from us. This reminds me of a song I used to enjoy singing when I was a teen myself, called Undignified. The words are, "I will dance, I will sing, to be mad for my king. Nothing else is hindering the passion in my soul." And the chorus, where I would usually jump around and break out some crazy moves, "And I'll become even more undignified than this. Some may say it's foolishness, but I'll become even more undignified than this." God hasn't called us to be particularly dignified, upstanding, or restrained. God calls us to be ourselves, to allow ourselves to be fools, naive and reckless for him. God calls us to tap into our childlike self, that inner child which we all have access to, but which in some of us has become buried a little deeper than it has in others. Being childlike doesn't mean we will go around throwing rocks at people's foreheads. We all have our own story. Being childlike is about reminding ourselves that it's okay, in fact, it's God's gift, to put our adult worries, burdens and concerns aside and to trust in him. This isn't easy, though. "Lord, help me to trust in you," is a constant prayer on my lips, as there is often a part of me that will be drawn to the "yes, but," or the "what if." And it is even harder to trust when you're in the middle of a storm, whether metaphorical or actual. Our gospel reading reminds us that when we find it difficult to place our trust in God, we are not alone. The disciples in the boat have Jesus in their midst. Despite having seen him performing miraculous healings and hearing his powerful teaching, when the storm blows up, they begin to panic. In the same situation, I would probably have done the same. But Jesus is asleep on a cushion. The storm rages, but Jesus sleeps on peacefully. By remaining asleep, Jesus is displaying a childlike trust in his Father. Think how vulnerable you are when you are asleep. A child who is asleep has complete trust and faith that their parents will protect them in all things. In this sense, sleeping is the ultimate state of placing your complete trust in God, that His love will surround and protect you from adversity through the sleeping hours. Here again, we have an example of a scene which the discerning adult would most likely consider somewhat foolhardy. That sleeping on a boat at sea during a wild storm isn't a particularly wise thing to do. Yet another example of what Jesus meant by entering the kingdom of God as a child, that unconditional trust. Perhaps this week you might spend some time observing the children you may chance to encounter, perhaps children playing in a park, or shopping with their parents in a supermarket. Or maybe there are young children in your own family. Watch how they interact with their parents, how they trust their parents to look after them and protect them from danger, and see how that trust enables them greater freedom to explore and discover, to laugh and play. As you are watching, consider for yourself what Jesus means when he asks us to receive the kingdom of God like a child. And reflect on the lyrics in that song, some may say it's foolishness, and ask yourself the question, so what is God saying to me? Let us pray. Loving Lord, you have told us to receive the kingdom of God as a child. Help us to recognize your wisdom through the children we come across this week, that we may trust in you as a child trusts in their parents. Amen. Today's anthem is a setting of words from Psalm 107, "They that go down to the sea in ships," by Herbert Sumption.